Problemos podcast this week with
Joe Strix.
I love some of these videos. Why did the Island Boys' career die so quickly? I don't know, because they were the Island Boys.
Did you think they had staying power?
Did you think there was a lot of longevity in that act?
I don't know. We really deserve the Island Boys' white album.
Yeah, no shit.
The Island Boys' really, really, really white album.
Guns N' Roses couldn't keep it together. You think the Island Boys had staying power?
Maybe they're doing their own Chinese democracy. We can't rule it out.
Oh yeah! Lock up your daughters. It's the Problemos podcast.
Es hora de otro podcast de mierda.
And now your host, Nick Milton.
Y ahora dos retrasados.
Me and my former co-host, C.W. Headley, over the last week, we have been nonstop sending each other videos by a YouTube content creator called Built by Gamers.
Header says, be a gamer always.
I'm really trying not to use the word gay anymore on the show. But man, do these guys really challenge me. That's one of the reasons when you were like, hey, do you want to talk about those be a gamer guys? I was like, I don't know, man. I haven't said gay on the show in a while, and I just know I'm going to say it. And I'm already a minute into this, and I've said gay four times now.
I don't know if I have the economy of language.
I don't.
To properly convey what these losers are.
They break your brain to the point where...
Yeah, I mean, for me, my immediate thought was like, I'm not this kind of person normally, but we should bring back bullying specifically...
Yes, for these people.
For these fucking idiots.
Their main thing, though, is they do shorts, which they have to have a podcast.
It looks like, wait, hold on, go to the about up there.
Where's the about? Oh, okay.
Let's see what they're...
Just gamers trying to entertain. Oh, you have failed.
Wait, look at gamer. They have the Webster's definition right in there. A pitch perfect way to always get people's attention.
Oh, my God. I will say, though, their definition, I don't know if this is actually the real definition. But, and if you're listening, you're going to know how true this is. Their definition is a person known for consistently making a strong effort. And if there's one thing I will give these guys, they make a super strong effort at all times.
Very
no matter how benign the thing they're talking is, no matter how, like, they're so serious.
To your point, there's something to be said for treating everything you hear like it's new information.
Exactly. That is very good. Yeah. Like, this podcast could probably learn a few things from Be a Gamer.
But...
like, on the thing of caring and trying hard.
Yeah.
Not something I've ever done on any podcast, but these guys, they're the opposite. So, like, if one end of the spectrum is this show, these guys are the other end of the spectrum.
Exact opposite.
Yes.
You know what their whole demeanor reminds me of? I don't even know what the clip is from, but it's a daughter, a mother, and a doctor in, like, a medical office.
And the doctor says, I can't operate on her because that's my daughter. Son,
Sorry, the woman is actually the doctor's mom. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But the doctor's like something about the daughter having sex. And then the mom like whip snaps to the daughter and goes, sex. Like, it's like she's never fathomed that her daughter would have sex. That video is what these two guys are doing at all times. It's like, wait, what? What? I can't. What?
These guys, oh man, now I got to get this out because if I don't get it out, it's going to be in my brain. The whole doctor can't operate on the kid joke.
Yeah.
It's not even a joke. It's a riddle, right?
Yeah.
Can I tell you one time I told my dad that riddle? And my dad goes, I tell him the whole riddle and he's sitting there and he's like, And I remember at first, like, it was one of those things where he's like, is this real? And I go, no, it's like a riddle.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, okay. And he goes, tell me it again. And I do it again. And then he's sitting there, and I'll never forget, he goes, he came up with, I forget what the things, different things he came up with, but eventually I go, no, it's because it's the mother.
Yeah.
And my dad goes, huh? And I go, the mother, like, because like everybody thinks like only a man's a doctor, right? And he goes, he laughed so hard. And I just remember being like, what's funny about that? And he goes, I don't know. It's just funny. Just funny.
Your dad, who famously, I would say, would normally go for something like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's right up his alley.
That's right up his alley. He's giving you like things that make you question your views on things. My dad loves having his views on things. Not that my dad even has strong views. My dad just doesn't want to have views.
Yeah.
My dad's at a point in his life where he's just like...
He's view agnostic.
Yeah, he's very view agnostic. That's a good way to put
the
it.
The idea of having a take to him is completely worthless.
Yeah, my dad's just always like, eh.
Which is admirable, I will say. I would love to not have opinions on as many things as I have opinions on.
Can I tell you... I mean? I don't know if I told you this. I don't know if I said on the podcast. If I did, it's getting put in. twice. At my chick... She works for a company that does like digital art stuff.
Sure.
And one of their things is like they make these things that you can like look at. You can see the art that you're purchasing and stuff on this like specialized. I have one right here.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So it's one of these.
Like a picture frame.
Yeah, it's like a picture frame kind of. And but artists do like exclusive deals to put their stuff on there. So like people spend a lot of money on it. So she had her on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
She had a New Year's thing at her house, and there was a bunch of people there. And I remember she said to me, she's like, oh, that's my boss. That's like the guy who owns the company. He's here. And I was like, oh, cool. And
you made a beeline for him.
No, if anything, I just went outside and I was smoking. Yeah. And then he came out to smoke.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm so-and-so. I'm so-and-so's boss. We'll keep it.
Yeah.
Keep it light. Keep it light. I try not to bring anybody in my personal life.
No.
Let them take any of the arrows that are going to come my way for anything from this podcast.
The pod has its own universe.
Yes.
And there's no room for significant
others. Yes, So the boss comes up to me and he goes, hey, how you doing? I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. And he's like, we're introducing each other. And
yeah.
He goes, I started asking him just about how business has been. And at one point, he asked me where I was from originally. And I said, oh, I'm from the Midwest. And he goes, oh, okay. And I go, yeah, it's like, I was showing a lot of people back home what, you know, she does and what your company is. And I said, there was a lot of people that like thought it was really cool. And he's like, oh, that's interesting. He's like, you know, we're kind of coastal. He's like, with our business. And sure. I was like, yeah, yeah. I said, oh, there was one interesting thing. And he goes, yeah. And I go, so I was trying to describe this to my father, what she does. And he goes, okay. And I go, I told him, I was like, yeah, she's got one of these things in the living room, right? And sometimes I'll just be sitting in her living room, and it's like, because it's constant motion, and it runs for 24 hours on loop.
Yeah.
I was like, sometimes I'll just sit there and like, you know, because I was trying to describe it to him, and he's like, I don't get it. And I'm like, and his wife got it. His wife was like, oh, that's so cool.
Right.
And then I'm like telling his wife, I'm like, yeah, I'll sit there sometimes in her living room, and I'll just find myself like, just, you know, like 15 minutes will go by where I'm just like watching this thing, and I just zone out.
Yeah.
And my dad just goes, so wait. Your chick don't own a TV? And I told her boss, and her boss laughed so hard. And he's like, yeah, I'm guessing we're not the, your dad's not our target audience. And I was like, no, my father's not your target audience. But I was like, you're doing something cool, so that's good. But
if you're confusing an older generation with your product, there's a good chance you're doing something right.
It was just so baffling to my father. My father was like, wait, so you're going to watch, wait, what? How do you sit and watch this for 15 minutes?
He's like so far into the, like, he's gone so far around that he's like back to when movies first happened, where he's like, you're telling me this thing that's in a picture frame can suddenly start moving like it's for real?
This sounds ridiculous.
This shit can't. You tell me that train's coming right at me? No, I don't buy that.
Still one of my favorite moments ever is it wasn't this Christmas, it was last Christmas, I think, when the Matrix movie came out. I've definitely probably told this on the podcast, but when I was sitting there and my dad's, we're watching The Matrix, the new Matrix.
Yeah.
And at the end, it comes up, it says the Wachowski sisters. And my dad, I'm sitting there and I go, hey, interesting fact. I'm like, you see how it says Wachowski sisters?
Poke the bear a little bit here.
And he goes, oh, yeah. He was like, oh, two chicks made this? And I go, interesting thing. I was like, it used to be the Wachowski brothers.
Yeah.
And he goes, and he just sits there and stares at the TV for a second. I go, both Wachowski brothers are now trans. And my father, you're not going to be able to see it on the podcast, but this was, my father's sitting in front of me, so his back's to me, and he just goes, what? Just like, what? Like, I've never heard my father speak in that tone. Like, what?
He's doing the Tim Robinson in the spine surgery sketch. Yes. Where he's like, oh, let me think about it for a minute.
Yeah. Just him, I mean, snapped his head back and go, what?
That, but, well, he, you
And you know what? And it was funny too, is when I came back to New York, I told that to a couple people, and I was with somebody. I was with a group of people.
Yeah.
And there was a non-comedian there.
Yeah.
And like somebody who grew up in New York and stuff, and they're like, "Oh, that's terrible to hear." And I was like, "I'm sorry. What reaction?
Right.
Like, it's not
what
like
would
I
you expect?
Like, it's something when you find out someone has transitioned. You're like,
yeah.
Oh." But then when you find out two people who are brothers,
yeah,
both transitioned,
yeah,
I think that's the one time that a 60-year-old man from Pittsburgh who's grown up as a blue-collar worker,
yeah,
if we're going to give him a pass on one time to go, what? And it wasn't followed with anything negative. It was simply, it was, what?
Yeah,
and then it was back to smoking a cool menthol and watching TV.
Right. Which, like, we're riffing on the Be A Gamer guys who are incredulous at everything.
Yes.
And if you contrast that with your dad, who is incredulous at things that are new to him.
Yes.
That's fine.
My mom's so sweet that she's conservative. Like sure. there's a version of conservative that's just sweet.
Yeah.
But my mom's also a woman that was a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very, like, women's rights.
Sure.
I don't know. My mom could be a TERF. I don't know. I've never delved into it, but, like, honestly, that's the women who become TERFs.
If the next time you go home, your mom's, like, really into Harry Potter, then we got to have a conversation.
Like, it feels like that's, like, the TERF arc is, like, single mom from, like, the era of, like, the 70s to, like, the early 2000s. Like, any woman that was, like, a single mom in that time that, like, is from, like, a more conservative place, it feels like... They're like, yes, I've had to
deal. You get protective of womanhood.
Yes, you're very protective of it. Like my mom, that was like my mom, she's like very pro-choice, very pro like everything when it comes to women, which is why I sometimes gotta give her a couple. And
it is as the child of a single mom, does it ever like hit you where you're like, oh, you piece of shit.
To what?
Like, oh you want to choose, huh? What does that say about me? Did you ever flip an arm like that?
No.
Okay.
Because she believes that my mom, she's against abortion.
Okay.
She doesn't think, like, I mean, of course, in extreme cases.
Yeah.
But, like, my mom, like, always said, she's like, I don't like abortion, but she's like, it's not my choice. She's like, everybody should have the right to pick what they want to do.
Vaya con Dios.
And my father, he was a feminist. He used to believe in a women's right and that he'd give them a left. That old joke.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah. The worst moment in a single mother's life is the day that if she has a son, is the day that the son realizes that like it don't hurt.
I'm bigger than you.
Yeah. Like I remember that. That's like a real cool day. Is like when you're a kid because like I was so scared of my mom.
Yeah.
Like I never got beat.
Sure.
Like I would get like you know I get a whooping everyone. No, that's fucking weird.
Oh, see, I got real sexual spanking.
I was going to say, your dad put you over his knee and then, like, grabbed the back of your hair.
Yeah, he was always... I was always being punished and forced to take it.
That's like a thing for me. It's like, anytime somebody talks about, like, shit spankings happen, I'm always like, no, it's weird.
Yeah, not because it's violent, but because it's gross.
Yeah, it's gross. Like, yeah, if you want to hit them with a belt or something while they're standing, go for it.
Yeah.
But putting them over the knee, that seems a little...
There's a real difference between getting a switch and then getting turned on, you know what I mean?
No, so there's a big difference between go get me a switch and let's play switch.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but I remember my mom, she used to scare the shit out of me with like the idea that she was going to hit me, and I would back down, and then I remember one time... She came at me, man. She gave me everything she had. And I just like, I almost like looked at it was like, you know, like a superhero movie where the guy realizes like he's holding something or like a car hits him.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh. And then he's like, wait a second. The car just split in half.
Right.
And I'm still standing. What happened? It was like that.
Yeah.
And I just like looked at my mom and I just remember I had to fake it. I was like, oh, that hurt. And then like I think a couple months later she went for it again and that time I was like angry about something.
By then you're holding her head back.
Oh, she swung on me and she made contact.
Yeah.
And I got right in her face. I was like, do that again. And she was like, she walked out of the room. I was like, yeah. And then I got a phone call.
Yeah.
My dad called the house. And then my dad's like, hey, Friday night. What are you doing Friday night? And I go, nothing. I'd love to hang out. And my dad's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
And my dad picked me up and everything was just copacetic. Yeah. No problems. I remember we went to the video rental store.
Sure.
My dad picked up a video and like we got some food.
Yeah.
went back to his apartment. I remember we walked in the living room, and as he's setting everything on the counter, he goes, "All right. Hey, I was talking to your mom the other day. She said you hit her." And I go, "I shoved her." And he goes, "Oh, you shoved her." He goes, "Are you getting to a point now where you need somebody to beat up?" And I go, "No." And he goes, "No, no." He goes, "I get it." He goes, "You got a lot of getting older now." He's like, "You want to see how tough you are?" He's like, "I want to help you out." He goes, "No." He goes, "Come on." He goes, "Let's go." And I go, "What?" And I go, What do you mean? He goes, "Come on." He's like, "Let's wrestle right here in the living room." And I go, "I don't want to wrestle." And he's like, "Here." He's like, and he got down on his knees.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Come on." He's like, now you're taller than me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "I don't want to do this." And he's like, "All right." And then he went down on all fours. And he's like, "Go ahead." He's like, "You do wrestling at school?" He's like, "Go ahead, wrestle me."
Yeah.
And I go, "I don't want to do this." And he's like, "We can't continue with everything. Like, we're not going to watch a movie. We're not going to eat till this gets done."
Yeah.
And I go, "All right." I remember I went behind, I did that thing where I'm just standing behind him, like figuring out the angles. I'm like, "All right, so if I get on his back, I can just hold on. Yeah. Maybe I can wear him out."
Yeah.
And I mean, I got on him, and in one move, he grabbed, I think, my right arm, and he brought me in front of him, and then just like crawled with his knees like on my shoulders and just started bonking me on top of the head with open hands.
Yeah.
And just was like, he's like, "Go ahead." He's like, fight me off. I was like, "I don't want to do this." Yeah. "I don't want to do this." And then I was like, my face was all red. And then I remember at one point he got off and like, he just started like, kind of like, while I was on my stomach, he was like grinding me into the carpet.
Oh no.
And I'm just like, and then like just wore my ass out. And then he got off me and he goes, "All right, so you can never put your hands on your mother again." I go, "No, sir." And he goes, All right. "Well, I'm gonna go get, why don't you go get cleaned up?" He's like, "I'm gonna get the food." And he's like, we'll watch a movie." And I go, "All right." And he like helped me up and he goes, "All right, we're done here." And then just like, that was it.
Now I'm envisioning you. Actually, I want you to tell me what age you were, and then I'll tell you what age I thought that was.
That was middle school.
Okay, because that's what I had envisioned. Was like
it was around, not high school. It was definitely not high school.
12, 13-ish. Were you like?
Yeah.
Did you hit a growth spurt early?
I hit a fat spurt.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I hit a fat spurt where I gained inches going across more than I did up.
I think I know the answer to this as well, but afterwards you probably weren't like, "I wish I'd just gotten spanked."
No. My dad probably.
Still much better.
My dad would have been like, he's like, "You hit your mom?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he would be like, "All right, well, I got," and then like my dad's sitting there and I just crawl over his lap. My dad's like, "What the fuck you doing?"
It was my parents, they had, each of them had their own like kung fu grip that they could do on my arm when I was acting a fool.
Oh, yeah.
That like thing where it's digging, it feels like it's digging through your bone,
mm-hmm.
of just like, if you don't stop this right now, you're going to get both yelled at and probably struck.
Honestly, my dad never did anything like that.
Yeah.
That was the only time my dad ever, like, even like when my mom would bitch to him, like I was in trouble or something, it was like one of those things where I'd get in the car and in the first 10 minutes, as soon as we got away from the house, he'd be like, "All right, this is the thing. Are you going to do it again?" And I'd be like, "No." And he'd be like, "All right, good."
Yeah.
And that'd be it. My mom, her thing wasn't the arm.
Yeah.
My mom used to do the thing where, especially when I was smaller, her big thing was to grab the collar of whatever you're wearing from behind and yank you back.
Well, horse collar tackle.
Yeah, horse collar tackle. Yeah, my mom was a king of the horse collar tackle.
She's Roy Williams.
Dude, the number of times that I tried walking away in like a public place, after my mom's yelling. I'd be like, "No, I don't care." And I'd start walking away and I would just get like, I mean, feet off the ground lifted. And then when you come back,
your knees are jelly.
Like 5 inches behind her so that she can wrap her head around and put it like nose to nose with you. And my mom would be like, "You listen to me, little fuck."
That's that real close, again, close parental swearing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
my mom
digs to the core.
My mom, any story I tell about my mom
that
is borderline abusive, you have to remember, my mom was a single mom who was working 80 hours a week. There was no time for like talking it out, trying to have like a nuanced approach.
Right.
My mom was barely hanging on.
It was get shit done and you can't be in my way.
It was like literally wake up in the morning,
yeah,
see me off to school, go work for like 12 hours, come home to a kid that's sitting there hungry for dinner, a little fat kid. So you had to buy even more food. Half your, more than a regular single mom's budget was going to the food.
Right.
Cook shit and just Crisco oil that was killing her on the inside too.
Yeah.
And then just like have to make sure that like all the shit I was getting into was taken care of and like make all that stuff. Then like send me to bed at like 9:30 and have 1 hour of peace in your life. Yeah. Right. So
1 second to watch Married with Children.
Mm-hmm. Roseanne.
Yeah.
But I remember my mom this one time. So there used to be, when we used to go visit my grandfather in D.C.,
yeah.
there was this mall called Pentagon City. It's right across the street or like a couple blocks away from the Pentagon.
Uh-huh.
Real nice mall. Like super fucking huge. And my mom was always trying to get me to like get new clothes because I used to fucking destroy my clothes.
Right.
So my grandfather, we had heard about, and it was like in newspapers at the time. Like there were people like kind of like, you know, shitty, like need to fill time stuff.
Yeah.
There was a guy who was working at Banana Republic that was getting all this press because he was a like spot on doppelganger for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And this is like Titanic. So whenever Titanic came out. This is a big deal. Like
anyone who looks like Leo is having a great time.
And this guy was, I mean, a dead ringer for Leonardo DiCaprio. And he's working at Banana Republic at this mall.
There's a non-zero chance that this guy looks better than Leo now. You know?
We should Google that after this.
Yeah, for sure.
So my grandfather says to me, me and my mom and him are at the mall. My mom like goes off to look in some like clothing store for her.
Yeah.
My grandfather goes, you know, it'd be funny. He's like, tell your mom that we saw some clothes for you at Banana Republic, and then I'm going to buy them, okay? And then when you go in there, tell your mom, like, oh, that looks like Leonardo DiCaprio, and we'll see how she reacts, okay? Sure. So I do that. I do all that. We go in the store, and now I'm looking for the guy, okay? And my mom's like, can you concentrate? What is the, where's it at? And I'm like, it was over here, and I'm looking for the guy. My mom's, like, getting frustrated with, like, she's like, it's been a long day. She's like, Nikki, what are the pants that you were looking at?
Yeah.
And the guy comes around the corner and I go, Mom, it's Leonardo DiCaprio. And my mom looks up and she goes, no, it's not. Where's the pants? And I go,
no time.
And I go, there are no pants. And she goes, what do you mean? And I go, me and Pap thought it'd be funny to trick you into thinking that was Leonardo DiCaprio. And she goes, I'll never forget, she got right in front of me. She goes, are you fucking serious? And I go, yeah. And she goes, let's go. And I remember we walked out and my grandfather's got this big smile on his face. My mom's like, what was that? And my grandfather goes, he's like, did you see him? And my mom goes, yeah, we saw him. And we're walking and my mom's like, just pissed because it was like end of summer. So like we had to get clothes for the new school year. And my mom was pissed because I kept like being a fucking piece of shit about trying to get clothes.
Yeah.
And I just remember at one point, my mom, I forget how it kept escalating, but it was just me and her.
You kept seeing different Leonardo DiCaprios at other stores.
I was like, Mom, that's Cuba Gooding Jr., right? There's a Cuba Gooding Jr. at the Orange Julius. Yeah. And she's like, that's you.
Kurt Cameron's at Hot Dog on a Stick.
Harrison Ford's working at GameStop.
More Problemos podcast after a word from our sponsors.
Joined by James Nichols this week for the ad reads. This will be...
Hello.
I haven't had somebody, not since CW.
Really?
Yeah, it's been like 10 plus episodes that I've had somebody to do a ad read with. Because even the last few episodes that we did together, he didn't want to do the ad reads. He checked out on ad reads. He's like, no more ad reads. He's like, we're never going to get sponsorship the way you do them. So he decided to bail out. So I've been doing them by myself. And still, no, nobody's bit. But I got a feeling like a big problem is I think we've been aiming too high.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, James, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
All right. Answer me this right now. If I were to say to you to try to not come in the next 30 seconds, do you think you could do it?
I'm pretty confident I could.
Well, guess what? That's because you're not playing the number one online sex simulator. Family Sex Simulator is the number one family sex simulator game on the net. They offer you access to the latest and top free family porn games and the internet has to offer. Reasons to start playing now. Let's get right to it. Jump straight into the action. They've made it easy to sign up and navigate through their site so you can stop wasting your time and get straight into the game within a few minutes. With a library full of family porn games, why wait any longer to join hundreds of online members right now? Remember what I just said to James about not being, how he thinks he could not come in 30 seconds? He has the power to do that. If you play these games, they literally, I mean, it's in there. It's almost like a cautionary tale that you do not want to play this game. If you cannot come within 30 seconds, like if you're in a situation, like say you start playing, your kid's still on your lap, get that kid the fuck out of the room, because in the next 30 seconds, once this game has started, you will come in your pants, because that's how good this stuff is. Now here's some things people have said that play the game. I've played a lot of, this is Ken, who's an Asian man. I don't know if that means anything. I've played a lot of sex games and incest online, but this one has to be my favorite. They offer really amazing storylines and graphics that make you feel like you are in the game, which I appreciate. I spent hours on here and will be playing more hours. Arnie, who is an Indian man. I don't know why I'm stating the races of all the people, but they put pictures of themselves, which is also pretty interesting. Family Sex Simulator is my go-to when I have time to myself. It's one of those games where you log on and before you know it, the last 3 hours have passed. I guess time really does fly when you're having fun. Okay, we got another. This is another Indian man. It's so easy to find sex games on the internet, but in the past, I've struggled finding quality incest sex games until I found this simulator. You can tell they really put a lot of effort in supplying games that are actually worth playing. That's from Jeff, who's Indian. So if you're, let's say you're an Indian man and you want to play, an incest simulation game online, there's really only one place you want to go. It's familysexsimulator.com. James, could you take a look at some of the, look at those graphics.
I really like to not.
Look how, that's a tiny penis. So with that said, if you need to come and you also want to play a game while doing it, why not play one of these porn video games? You've seen them when you go online. You're about to jack off, and then suddenly you see a woman, a 3D woman with huge tits and a dick getting fucked in her ass by like a orc, you know? You're like, what is this? Who plays these? Well, guess what? It's Indian men. They're the ones playing them, but you can too. Like, why let them have all the fun? If you're a white guy, a black guy, there's nothing cooler than playing a family sex simulator. Stop playing Modern Warfare, people. So go to Family Sex Simulator now. Sign up. I think it's free. I didn't want to go too far into the fucking website. There's like, I'll go to the main page and I'll get as much information for the ad as I can, but I'm not going to. I've gone through a few laptops in my day. There's no way I'm doing that again. Especially for something I can't even come to. So, but you can come to it because it's actually really hot. So go to Family Sex Simulator now and sign up and get to fucking and come real quick.
We now return you to the Problemos Podcast.
Well, so here, let's try to go through these real quick. So this is a very YouTube heavy episode.
Yeah, we're gonna go for it.
First up, the Be a Gamer guys who we talked about. Just to listen to some of these. These guys, like I said, me and CW Headley have been going back and forth sending each other these. You can watch these videos. They're all pretty short.
Yeah.
Because, you know, well, I mean, they are shorts. Like, they're in the short section. They don't do, yeah, like, long videos. But all you ever need to do is just listen to the first, like, two sentences out of each guy's mouth. They go back and forth.
Yeah.
This is just how it goes.
Two lobbies apiece, and mm-hmm, then you're done. You can go on to the next one.
Team Rocket is coming back. What do you mean? They're canceled. In the episode, they failed to capture Pikachu for the last time.
Hold on. I like that they think that Team Rocket is canceled because it's Team Rocket retired. Like.
I don't know anything about this.
No, but just for reference, all it is that these enemies in a cartoon,
uh-huh,
disbanded. Like, the idea that anything that goes away is referred to as canceled is incredibly.
Anne Heche was canceled, yeah, this year.
Really sucks that Norm Macdonald got canceled, yeah, right there at the end.
Paul Sorvino canceled. The greatest cancellations of the last year, Paul Sorvino, Anne Heche.
We now go to the Oscars in cancelorium montage.
Isn't it crazy that Betty White got canceled right before her birthday? This one's my favorite one. Yeah, this is
the Black History Month one.
So 1 million V-Bucks or Black History Month?
Black History Month.
Exactly, but a kid chose the other option.
How much is 1 million V-Bucks?
So originally, 1K V-Bucks was $10. Now it's 20%.
Way to put your friend on the spot. Hey, real quick. I thought we were doing a fucking video game show. Why are you putting me on the spot like this? Obviously, Black History Month, yes.
I love if the black friend would have been like, no, the V-Bucks, you idiot. Stop pandering to me. It's also, it's two disparate things. You can't go, hey, real quick, friendship or pizza. Well, don't compare. What are you talking about?
This villain would cook up Thanos.
Dude, no one's cooking up Thanos. Who?
So he's called the Beyonder.
Wait, who would cook up Thanos?
I think, I don't know. There's going to have to be a video put together with us talking about this because the facial expressions too by these people.
Yeah.
It's two guys who...
Honestly, just if you clip together just the first 4 seconds of six of these videos...
It'd be great.
What a perfect...
Imagine a place that could take all your worries away.
Where?
It's called Dreamscape, but it's real.
It's not going to come through on the podcast. No. You can't appreciate that guy's where.
I think you can a little bit. Like let's play it back and let's close your eyes and just
imagine a place that could take all your worries away.
Where?
When you sleep, your brain sorts through everything that happened during the day and creates dreams to make sense of it all.
This is it's such like freshman year of college level.
Yes.
Like philosophy and thinking of just like, hey, bro, think for a minute about what dreams are. You're like, shut the fuck up.
But imagine the other guy on the other side of the conversation is right. Like, how do I do that?
Right. It's someone who has gone to even less college mm-hmm. than you have in 1 week.
This is the most underrated god. How's a god underrated? Well, in the movies, Odin is portrayed as a weak old man, but he's anything but that.
But
like again, we're getting into light Nordic theology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where if you guys actually like read up on Norse mythology, you might understand a little bit more about Odin and Thor, but no, your only exposure to it is in Marvel.
No, the scary things of AI are happening now.
What?
So did you see that an AI bot got to the highest rank in Rocket League?
That's actually nuts.
And also, too, the black guy always does this thing where when he's like blown away, he grabs at his own head.
Yeah.
And like you were saying downstairs.
Get these thoughts out of my head.
you were saying downstairs how funny it'd be if like he just started digging into his own skin and just pulling his
eyes out, dude.
Yeah. It's just dermis. You just see dermis underneath. Like, he's like, ah.
I don't know what to tell you, man. If you're this blown away by AI winning Rocket League, I hate to tell you what's going to happen with AI for the rest of time. It was a great sleight of hand to be like, hey, Rocket League's over here. Nuke's over here. Nuke's over here.
This sword would cut right through Captain America's shield. How's that even possible?
It's made up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the big thing here, guys.
Man, I'm very... Because I like to get very into like the lores of certain series. Like, I'm into Lord of the Rings or whatever the fuck else. But I've gotten to a point where I've extricated myself enough that I don't have these level like mental flare-ups about it. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, how could XYZ thing happen? It's fake is how.
Muhammad could literally cook Jesus. No way, dude. What if I told you that Jesus could be both the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost?
It is. It's like a kid on the playground. Like
what? How can you be in three places at one time? Because it's God.
Pokemon will never be the same.
Why?
Oh my god.
Pokemon just changed forever is the title. Pokemon will never be the same. What?
Do you mean that thing that's been constantly changing for nigh on 30 years?
Hey, guess what? You had like 40 years of fucking Pikachu, okay?
Yeah, like you gotta have another thing. It's the same as like anyone who's like who can only understand politics in like Harry Potter terms. It's like
Oh my god! I used to talk about this all the time when people would be like, "All right, so like the Republican Party is like the House of Dragons. There's the red. It's like, you know what? How about this? If you need this to understand politics, don't
sit it out.
Just sit it out, man.
You don't need it.
You know,
don't vote.
There used to be a time in this country where there were people who were just okay. We were okay with people just not being involved.
Yeah. They're like, this is not for me.
Yeah.
Again, exactly. If you have to relate it to whatever Hogwarts house you are, you got to stop and rethink it and come back with something else.
Yeah.
Or sit it out entirely.
Yeah.
Enjoy a DNP on this
because
one.
Because there's nothing else as adults that you do that to.
Yeah.
Like if I said to you, I was like, hey, how do I balance a checkbook?
Right.
And you're like, all right, have you ever seen The Wire?
Right.
If I was somebody who needed that, yeah, you'd be like, this guy just shouldn't have a checkbook.
No, you don't get to touch money. Yeah. That's not for you.
It's confirmed. Two new characters are coming to Marvel.
Wait, who?
Tupac and Biggie.
Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
You can go blind playing chess.
Like, you can't see?
So.
No. No, not like blind like you can't see.
Blind.
You can go blind from playing chess. You mean like you can't see?
I'm starting to a 180 on that guy because, again, he is experiencing everything he hears for the first time. He has never heard someone else explain anything at all.
Honestly, the white guy, yeah, he might not be as bad as we think because he probably started these conversations a lot differently. And yeah, over time, he's had to be like, all right, fuck, okay. Let me try to break this down for you. You can go blind from playing chess. You mean like you can't see?
Okay. Okay.
Right.
When I say blind, what do you think?
The money
you
can't
put
hear
in when you play poker. Yeah, that's this guy's. He's like, okay, you can go blind from playing chess. Like losing your money and your bid?
Oh, there's a thing called the Tree of Chess. It shows all the moves possible in a single game. It contains more possible positions than atoms in the universe. Even the most powerful computers have a hard time processing them. There's been instances where the most highly skilled players get so consumed by the possibilities that they forget even the most basic rules, but even how the individual pieces move. You're talking about chess blindness. I'm pretty sure that happened to Magnus. Yeah, that's when he was...
Okay.
So we've already established that blind... I thought the one guy was an idiot for even questioning,
yeah,
that this guy was using blind to, yeah, not being blind.
Yeah.
But clearly, once again, we're getting back to this. Over time, these guys have figured each other out.
Yeah.
That guy actually had to bring that up,
yeah,
because it turns out
it's
this
the
guy
wrong
uses
word.
Blind,
yeah,
in a way that doesn't
right
mean
thing.
Blind.
What you mean is confused.
Yeah, why don't you say confused or even throw in chess blind.
Like
instead of saying, did you know playing chess you can go blind? Do you mean like chess blind or regular blind?
Right.
The abilities of Cindy has everyone calling her the hottest enemy.
Hot? Dude, that looks like the robot from Portal.
No, don't be fooled.
Don't be fooled.
Don't be fooled. It's actually super horny.
Don't be fooled. You can nut to almost anything.
Don't be fooled. I'm rocked up right now.
Don't be fooled.
You're rocked up. I'm rocked up.
Don't be fooled. You can stick your dick in anything. Come. Have you ever warmed up a cantaloupe in the microwave and then... Dude, you can't fuck a cantaloupe. Yeah, you can.
You can. I've seen it happen and I've also done it.
Yes, you
a
can.
Lot. Don't look behind you. The one that I use is right behind you.
Have you seen the new Jared Fogle documentary? Dude, it's insane. He lost all that weight? No, no, no. That's not the crazy part.
That's the point. He only got to that part of the documentary.
Dude, I'm not watching any more Jared Fogle documentaries.
More Problemos podcast after a word from our sponsors.
Cue the music for the... All right. So you're an all natural guy.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually, though, do you take any kind of supplements?
No.
Would you be interested in a supplement?
Potentially.
Could I possibly get you in on a supplement?
Let me hear about it.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. How much cum do you put out? Do you feel like you have an adequate amount of cum? Like on the usual shot? Would you say when you come, there's a lot?
I'm not answering this.
Would you say when you come that you're happy with how much comes out? Don't tell me how much. Just say, are you happy with it? Are you happy with how much cum comes out of your penis?
Not always.
Not always. Whoa. Okay. Good. All right. Here we go. Well, let me tell you about a little pill called Semenax. Semenax is a clinically proven to increase semen volume and orgasm intensity. So you're getting a lot out of this thing, guys. There's nothing worse than when, especially, you know, you're with a woman for the first time and that magical moment of orgasm comes and you just dribble. You just dribble a little sad fucking nut shot, right? Nobody likes that. What you want is big, powerful loads. And Semenax can do that for you. Not only that, they can make the orgasm feel better. There's free shipping. You have a 67-day return. 67 days. That's a strange. It's like
it's a very specific.
That's a very specific time for you to be able to return this.
That feels like side effects start to show up on the 68th day.
Yeah, it's like they were like, "Hey, when does people's hair start falling out?
When do the lesions show up? 69 days.
69 days.
Let's be safe and make it 67.
Well, it also says no questions asked. 67-day return, which means you come at us. You try giving us these pills back at 68 days. We want to know what the fuck's going on. Secure payments and 24/7 dedicated support line, which you're going to need from day 67 on, I'm assuming. Here's why you need to go to Semenax.com, because you want the deal, okay? You're not going to go, if you go to a reputable place that sells drugs that the FDA approves, they're going to not even have this stuff. But then if you go to your local gas station, they're going to charge you, this is the retail price, $959. For a 12-month supply. So if you want, because I'm guessing this stuff doesn't take effect immediately. I'm imagining you at least have
it
to
takes
do
67 days.
Well, they do. Okay, here we go. We got 1 month supply. Okay, so for 1 month, retail price is $80. If you go to the website, you can get this for $60. You could save $20, and you get free USA shipping. What can I say? This is just an amazing product. I've been taking it, and it's been the best sex I've had in years, when I come, there is so much fucking cum that comes out of my body. I'm dehydrated completely. I usually have to lay down. I get lightheaded. When I wake up in the morning, my gums bleed. I can sense colors more than I used to. Greens hurt me. Reds make me feel anxious. I'm just tons of cum. I also don't believe anybody around me is the person they are. I'm having trouble remembering faces. My jizz it's so much at this point that like when I come into my own hand, it just runneth over. Sometimes I think there are people in the walls. When I go to bed at night, I have night terrors. My jizz, literally, I could put it in I cut gallon jugs now. Like, I take a knife and I cut off the top of a gallon jug, and I have to hold it under my dick when I come, because that's how much cum's coming out. That same knife, I put words into my thighs now when I sit on the toilet while I'm taking very dry shits that hurt. These are all the great benefits, that you can get from taking Semenax. So I would suggest, if you're thinking about it and you really want to have a lot more jizz coming out of that dick, if you really want to, you know, because everybody wants to hose a chick down or a dude or something in between, you want to really get them soaked. And the only way to do that is with a big, because here's what you do, okay? This is what you do. Send emails to Semenax.com. Send these emails out and say, you guys should endorse the Problemos podcast. This is like the ending of Scrooged with Bill Murray. When you help the Problemos, when you feel the way that feels, you want it and you're greedy for it. You're going to be greedy for the feeling of helping this podcast. So go to Semenax.com. Order a bottle now.
We now return you to the Problemos podcast.
So this is the final part of our, we did a nice YouTube deep dive today. I had somebody introduce me to a channel. I think it's called Jubilee.
Oh boy. Can I ask how that's spelled before we get started?
These are, yeah, Jubilee, J-U-B-I-L-E-E.
Okay, that's allowed.
This is the, they're like a, like, I don't know what the fuck they do. I don't know what the fuck they do.
They're like a who fucking gives a shit.
Yeah, who gives a shit. They make really, really insane videos for YouTube. So they do these, it's a series, I believe it's called Odd Man Out, are the series. And what they do is they blindfold people, bring them into a room.
Oh, no.
And let's say six of them are one thing, one of them is not, and they try through letting them all talk to each other, figure out which is which.
Oh, no.
This one, which has 17 million views, six white people and one secret black person.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So this video.
Six white people and one Anne Frank stand-in.
This, we're just, here, let's, we'll pull this up.
We brought together seven white people.
I am white.
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 I am black.
One is a liar. While blindfolded.
One is a liar? One is a liar?
One's a liar. Good way to start. One's a liar. We brought in seven wonderful white people. But guess what?
And one filthy
one of them
liar.
Lied to us. We thought we were bringing in seven white people. We got apparently six and a liar.
While blindfolded, if the group discovers who the liar is, they'll split a cash prize. If the liar survives, she wins the entire prize.
Don't like that terminology.
Bad.
If the
Bad.
Liar survives.
If the what? In what world is this good for, like, their whole message at the beginning was this is good for humanity. It's this whole multicultural, this is Obrigado, we're speaking Hawaiian, Korean, and Japanese, and then we're going to also make this about, you know, exposing a black person.
Oh, wait till you see the way these people, these white people, the way they try figuring it out. That's the best part.
Oh, no.
All these people are standing in a room. They can ask, they have conversations with each other and ask each other questions. They're blindfolded, like I said.
Right.
Every so often, after a certain time period, they have to vote one person out of the group without knowing. And then after every round, they ask, are you satisfied with who you eliminated as possibly being the person?
Right.
And then keep going if they want to keep eliminating people, or they can say, no, we think we got the person.
Right.
When that decision's made by the group,
yeah,
that they think they've gotten rid of whoever the person or found the person, then it's if the person's still in the group, that person gets all the money.
Yeah.
If that person was kicked out, then all the people who started that weren't that person get the money. So that's how it goes.
You know what's great is, you know, the show Survivor always needed to have a blindfolded racial element added to it for it to be palatable. You know, because otherwise it's just, you know, people who can see each other and compete in challenges.
Yes.
Well, that's boring.
Yeah.
I want to see them solve the problems of
racism.
I
think a racial element to everything makes it better. That slap show that's on TV right now, I'll tell you what, you want to boost ratings.
Welcome to Racial Jeopardy.
And I'm not saying we make everyone. I think we just keep it, it's only white guys slapping each other, only black guys. And then when we have one of each, we have the ultimate slapper of every race, then it's a four-way slap fest.
If you add races or the word racial to any game show's name, it becomes...
Racial Jeopardy?
Yeah, like Racial Wheel of Fortune.
Racial Price is Right.
The masked black singer.
Why don't we talk about hobbies?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll start. I do yoga.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. I know how I'd win this game. I know how I'd win this game.
Yeah.
I'd start off. I'd say something. And I'd read the room real quick. I'd be like, hey, I'm just going to throw out a word right now. And I want everybody to tell me how you feel after I say it. And then let's see who sounds like they're most angry.
I would definitely start throwing smoke screens immediately. Anybody here watch black.com?
Oh, I don't know. No, black people do yoga too. Come on.
I do yoga too.
Wait, so you're black?
No.
It's so insane because How there's no way to do this without eventually coming back to the idea, but you don't sound black.
Exactly.
How do you not, like, how is that not immediately cut from the idea board that this came from?
I know.
Jesus Christ.
I would, another thing I would do right out of the gate, I'd be like, all right, let's go through each, what was the names again? Is anybody here named after a liquor company or a car? Any car or liquor company? What'd you say your name was? Alizé. Alizé. Interesting. I'm going to say Alizé.
And you guys can do whatever else you need to do to hash this out, but my vote is cast.
How is everybody treated when they walk into a Chinese restaurant? Let's go around the room. Does anybody here have trouble hearing the person behind the counter through the bulletproof glass? Anybody?
Anybody?
Anybody had that experience? Now, spoiler, she wins.
Okay.
Like, they get down to, I think, four people total, and she wins.
Incredible.
And that one, and this, if I was going to describe this,
this
girl, very pretty girl, by the way.
Yeah.
Although I do like Mariah.
Yeah, I'm in Mariah.
So this girl, she, you know, obviously she has, I don't even want to say a white voice. It's like there's no like real definitive thing to her voice. And also, she does play some games in this where one of my favorite questions we didn't get to is somebody asked, anybody see Black Panther? Which it's like, and this is the thing is like, and this is like, because I was talking to the person who sent me this. And he's a black guy, and he was saying to me, he's like, yeah, he's like, it comes across that, like, there are ways that you could probably narrow this down.
Yeah.
But he's like, these white people feel like they don't want to ever ask anything, so they have to ask the most broad questions. And it's like, how many white people saw fucking Black Panther? Like, that's not a determining factor in any of this.
Right.
But she says, I think she does a thing where she says she did not see it.
Uh-huh. Smart.
So... And I was saying to him, I was like, I don't think that's fair. I don't think you should be able to lie because then you can create anything. Then we're just going off voice.
Anybody
we're not going off of anything
recently
else.
Read the biography of Detroit Red? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody recently thumb through that?
Now, this is the flip side.
Ooh,
six black men, one secret white guy.
Oh, no. Is it my college roommate?
Joe, when you see this guy, by the way, like... And this is what I was going to say about the girl in the six white people, one black person.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, like, it's not like she's assimilating.
Yeah.
Like, or like, I'm not, I don't want to say assimilating, but like, it's not like she's like someone who feels like they're like super like trying
to
be white.
She's not blend in. Yeah.
Yeah. She's not like, like she's not like
trying.
You know, she's just
putting
like,
on a
she
front.
Looks like, yeah. She looks like a regular person.
Yes.
The white guy.
Amongst the
six black guys.
Yeah.
This guy is so insane to look at.
Do you remember when they did the white rapper show? That's what I'm imagining.
Yes.
Okay. One of them. Oh, my God. My God.
The only guy in the group wearing shorts.
Only guy in the group wearing shorts.
And they're actually almost capris.
They're cut-off jorts, but they're below the knee.
And he's got braids that are in pigtails.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like, but he's also wearing like Dutch clogs for shoes and pulled high white socks.
Uh huh.
He looks like Riff Raff's cousin.
What flavor of Kool-Aid was y'all favorite growing up?
Red.
I like grape.
You mean purple?
Yeah, that's kind of suspicious.
That's low sauce right there. You said grape.
Oh!
That was, by the way, that was not the white guy who said grape. Like,
and then they accusatorily zoom in on him. How dare this motherfucker race trait himself?
Like, you might be black, but you ain't black, brother. You say grape? Who say grape?
Jesus Christ, dude.
That is the funniest thing ever. Is you mean purple?
And then
just the way he angered, too, by the way, it was so accusatory the way he's like, he's like, grape. He goes,
it's called purple.
You mean purple?
And then the closed captions being on is funny because then it's dramatic music in parentheses.
Mm-hmm, yeah. By the way, if I was on this right now, you know, my strategy would be like, go ahead, like, ask me a question.
Favorite food?
I would have to say, if I had a favorite food, it would be a goat's head stew. A little bit of goat's head and then into a stew, and you cook it over a fire during a thunderstorm. And then if a jackal should come by while you are cooking it, you get a piece of the hair of the jackal, you drop it in, you drink the stew, and you have good luck for many years.
Yeah, and that wouldn't give away anything.
No, they would be like, well, this guy's definitely black.
Wait, hold on. Why is that crazy? Because grape and purple are exactly the same thing.
I mean, we used to call Welch's grape soda.
I don't know. It's just where I'm from. We go by colors.
That's not true. Okay, no. Not all grape is purple, and not all purple is grape.
Some purple is plum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had plum Kool-Aid? that's the white giveaway. Like
that would have to be me in this one. Is to go, which favorite flavor Kool-Aid? We had country time growing up.
I love pink lemonade, country time, some 4C tea.
We had to have the sugar-free stuff because my dad is diabetic.
Ooh, I don't know now. he sent me one way with that, and then he brought me back. So let's go to round. This is the third round.
Yeah, we've eliminated a couple. They eliminated the guy who said the Kool-Aid thing.
Yeah, the guy who said the Kool-Aid thing has been eliminated.
Oh, wow.
And the white guy literally hardly says anything. By the way, he has Robin Williams arms.
For sure. Jesus
Christ.
Those are
the hairiest arms.
Missing link-ass arms.
You peep game, you walk down the street, right? And a white folk see you. The first thing they do when they see you or acknowledge you, they fold their lips, like, and nod their head down, mm-hmm. make that weird face,
or they give
you know
hella
I mean?
Space on the sidewalk or even step in the street.
Damn. I feel like I just got called out a little bit.
Oh, is that what you do?
I'll do a head up. I'll give him like a nod up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I will the lip thing less so, but like a head down or a head up I usually will do. But that's also for anyone that I see if we're the only people on the street. I'll give him a little something.
Yeah. I usually pull out my phone and act like I'm on the phone with a cop.
Hi 911, just checking in.
Yo, or clutch their bag.
Clutch their purse.
Microaggression.
Clutch the bag.
Take the next elevator.
White guy. That was the white guy, by the way. Take the next elevator.
All right, so this motherfucker lives where elevators are. That's...
And I will say, you know, for his you could call this a racist thing. There, I mean, I don't even know. I think, who gives a fuck, really? But... For everything that you could say that's negative about this whole thing,
yeah.
Isn't it nice that the most Neanderthal idiot in the group is the white guy?
It's very important, yes. Yeah.
Like everybody else is like, quote-unquote, well-spoken,
yeah.
Seems like they're nice, easy to get along with.
Yeah.
The guy who's seems the most aggressively introverted is the white guy with the long Pippi Longstocking braids.
The one who seems most aggressively dumb. And markedly so, whereas not that anyone else is presenting... Mm-hmm. As stupid in any fashion.
No. Everybody's like,
everybody's
once again,
they're just
it's just
it up.
Normal
just
people.
Yeah.
The one person who seems completely out of place, even if you weren't watching it,
yeah.
Like listening, everything. They're taking that elevator. he makes it, I think, to the next round.
Let's see.
Oh, wait, yeah. They're doing.
Oh no, they got still, him.
Yeah. Yeah, he wins.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he wins.
Wow.
So
I'll tell you what, man. I watched the first Power Rangers movie, like, twice a day for like the first 4 years after it came out, man.
Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Power Rangers.
That was the white guy who got pissed off by that.
You know what? He might be those first guy's brother. Power Rangers? What? He's the Be a Gamer guy's cousin.
I mean, my mother was from Shreveport, so, you know, she used to be on that. And she was older when she had me. She was already, like, in her late 50s, so
okay.
She wasn't playing with none of that, really.
He looks like he's so tired of standing, the white guy.
Yeah.
He's, like, falling asleep with this fucking thing on.
He wants to just have a seat.
Yeah.
There's no reason to have everyone standing. We can have everyone, give everyone a chair.
And then this is the reveal, because Rob ends up winning. Rob makes it. To the end.
He makes it. Let's, yeah.
Oh, it was. It's getting a little better.
What about for black people then? Is it easier or was it more difficult to get along with black
people? Nah. I mean, that's all I was around my whole life. Right. Jail, yeah. County jail, yeah. Juvenile right. Hall, every yeah. party, yeah. Everything.
And oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. All right.
So, you really took in the experience.
I like that the first three places that he listed sharing space with black people were part of the prison system.
Like, so, like,
jail,
that, like,
county, it's... juvenile hall, you know, halfway houses. Like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Do you feel like you you ever have a problem fitting in? Nah, man, like, I'll be at a gunfight, you know, dog fight, street fight, you know, robbing stores and stuff, doing smash and grabs. Nobody ever says anything about me being there. I'm just...
Yeah.
They want you go on another elevator.
That was a...
That's a weird one.
That was a very weird one.
Man, you just be, like, in a vestibule just trying to catch some sleep.
Weird words.
Hanging out in the vestibule trying to get some sleep. They decide to go to another ATM.
No, take away your favorite teller at the bank.
Yeah, it's like 2 in the morning. Girl come in. You sleeping in the vestibule. She don't want to use a car. She wants to leave. That's weird the way people treat you sometimes, you know?
Yeah, if through this they just find out Rob is homeless.
But on Jubilee, like I said, they have all these different ones.
Yeah, you got to run through these other ones real quick.
Okay, so here's some of the ones. 6 non-virgins, 1 secret virgin.
Okay. And I'm trying to weed out the virgin.
Yeah.
How long did you last your first time having sex?
Okay.
Would be one question I'd ask.
Okay, yeah. I like that. I would probably be like, all right, everybody, on 3, fingers under my nose. 1, 2, 3.
All right, I'm just going to come out and say it. Come is pee. I would do everything to make myself seem like the virgin.
All right, who saw Shazam 2? Anybody? Let's see.
Some fun ones in there.
Oh, my God. I misread this next one. This one right here, if you read that quick.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, sure.
6 rappers.
Yeah.
1 fake rapper. Yeah. Yeah, that would have been very, very different than what I thought it was at first. Okay.
Yeah, what better way to bring people together than to bring 6 rapists in a room?
6 rapists and 1 fake
really
rapist.
What is Jubilee's whole thing? Testing out the limits of human empathy. Okay.
6 middle schoolers and 1 secret 5th grader. So 6 kids and 1 younger
slightly
kid.
Slightly younger kid.
Yeah.
Obviously I have pubes, so it's not me. That's one thing that's for sure.
Hey, guess what? Kids, you're all hot. I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what, based on sexiness, I can't tell the difference.
6 secret middle schoolers, 1 secret fifth grader, 7 hot little boys.
Yeah. We went straight. I actually used to have an idea for a TV show that's somewhat near this, where a guy fucks 6 women, and 1 is underage, the rest are. And he has to tell you
it's on
at
right,
the end.
It's on right after Street Smarts.
If he guesses right, he gets a full pardon.
I love the next two are very fun. 6 Christians and 1 secret atheist, because the atheist can just kind of be a shithead the whole time.
Yes.
But the way that the one after that is framed, which is 6 Trump supporters versus 1 secret hater.
Yeah.
I love it.
Technically, I'm a hater because my mother was deported.
Right.
I guess that makes me a hater because my mother's back in Guatemala in a cage.
6 Trump supporters and his daughter Tiffany.
6 criminals, 1 undercover cop.
Oof. Again, that one ends in violence for sure.
By the way, hey, you know what? I hope this is a retired undercover cop, because nothing's going to be funnier than when that guy walks into a drug den and somebody's like, hey, Tony.
Yeah.
I mean, Tony.
Right.
Or should I call you Steve, who was just on Jubilee last week? Yeah. I saw. Apparently.
Viewers, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, guess what? When I saw you on there,
yeah,
I didn't think you were the undercover cop.
Well, all right.
Oh, here's a fun one. Can 6 psychics predict the fake psychic? Hey, guess what? They're all fake psychics. Yeah.
Also, that is the shortest video, which is how you know that that's true. No, they cannot. This channel should, everyone who works on it needs to be fired. This shouldn't exist. None of this needs to happen.
Six plus size people and one fake. You know how I would, you know how you can get out on that one is just like, they're like, so what's the worst thing you've ever been called? And as they're going around the room, you just hear one person go.
This is a patently insane exercise, this whole thing.
So if you get a chance, go on to Jubilee.
Yeah.
Look up Jubilee, J-U-B-I-L-E-E on YouTube. And let's not forget, we also have who is our guys? Built by Gamers.
Yeah.
Check them out too. These are the two YouTube rabbit holes we are providing you with this week,
folks. You can't go wrong with either one.
Mm-hmm.
Sit there, have a blast, show it to a loved one or a relative, and get their thoughts. You know, start your own sort of discourse. Maybe six hogs with big ass balls that have shit on them. And one fake hog with fake shit on its fake balls.
All right, so this is our 30th episode.
Hey, Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov. I don't know what. Yeah,
it's Jewish. For
no
good
Jews
job.
Speak on this show. Is that a holiday? Do they get a day off for that?
Yeah,
no.
The 30th of Mazel Tov.
The 30th of Mazel Tov.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Joe Strix.
Absolutely.
Oh, Gabbing with Babish.
Yeah.
How's that been?
It's good. Joe Strix on socials, at gabbingwithbabish@gmail.com.
If you want to
send us an email.
Yeah, send him
But send one to Problemos first, and then send one to us.
Or forward me the gross stuff you send to the Gabbing with Babish podcast.
Love them both, yeah.
Yeah. Just CC me on that.
Yeah, send me pictures of Rocco Siffredi, you know, whatever you got.
Yeah. And here's the great thing. All the guys on Gabbing with Babish, their parents are the ones who run the email. So feel free to send them whatever.
Cakefarts.com, whatever
lemon,
you got.
Lemon Party, all that.
You've been listening to the Problemos Podcast. Listen to all past and future episodes wherever you get your podcasts, including Spotify and Google Podcasts. Contact the show by addressing your electronic mail to problemospod@gmail.com.